It is time for Wanted Wednesday. We have members of the York County Sheriff's Office here in the studio. Trent Ferris is not here this week, so he brought in Chief Deputy Fred Moore and the York County Sheriff, Tony Breeden. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for stepping in for us.
Yeah.
You know, big shoes to fill.
That's right.
Big shoes to fill.
We love our Trent.
Right. I don't know anybody that doesn't.
He said, I got two great guests for you.
Right. When do they get here? Yeah. Are they relieving us?
And he said, we know him as Fred. I always feel so weird calling him as Fred, but we know him off professional, personally.
Through leadership York County.
Yeah, right. personally as well. In fact, Fred and I share a birthday.
We're born
on the same day with your mom, too.
That's correct.
So that's a fun fact there. But you're not here to hear about fun facts about us. You want to hear from these two gentlemen that help keep us safe here in York County and really beyond. And Sheriff Breeden, we're going to start with you. The other day, the York County Sheriff's Office, the South Carolina Highway Patrol, and the North Carolina Highway Patrol, as well as other law enforcement agencies, participated in Hands Across the Border. This is leading up to the Labor Day holiday. Kind of take us out to that event and really what the focus is.
Yeah, we've partnered with the North Carolina side. It goes all the way back to the 90s with me when I was in traffic. And we would do it on the Gaston County line and over there. And then they rotate depending on which side of the border. But it's a South Carolina MAD, and they do it. And it's all actually, they're doing it all week at different parts of the state. Started back in the early 90s. It was really just Georgia and Florida met in a handshake at the border and said, let's work to make the road safer, and then it just grew. And it's just really a partnership, and then also to, you know, they always refer to it as the 100 deadliest days of summer. And York County's had a fairly decent uptick in fatalities. We're still down in the state, but, you know, and that's one of the things that we talked about in the beginning, that it's all of our responsibility to partake in traffic safety. You know, you typically will have more fatalities in a county than you will other incidents. So we just wanted to commit to that, and it was really a good night. And Sunday and Thursday nights, surprisingly, are the two biggest DUI nights. Mm-hmm. And so we made, I think, two or three DUIs, a gun violation, a couple drug charges, I think 11 license violations. And it was a pretty good night, a pretty successful night. We met here in Rock Hill, North Carolina Highway Patrol met us. They worked the North Carolina side. We worked the South Carolina side. So it's just really to highlight, and, you know, it's not a propaganda thing. It's just really to try and get people to remember how dangerous it is driving. And we've had some motorcycle fatalities, which is concerning because you're starting to see more and more and more motorcycles. So we want to have the awareness on that as well.
You mentioned that Labor Day kind of ends the 100 deadly days of summer, and of course that's coming up this weekend. What advice do you have to give to citizens in the community and drivers?
Well, you know, the main thing is just understand that whenever you have a holiday, you're going to have way more people on the road. You know, try and have a little bit more patience. And then more importantly, you know, even if you're not sure, if you think you're going to drink, make arrangements. You know, I think that the accessibility to Ubers and Lyfts and things like that make it more inexcusable than it used to be. But it's also just to prepare and slow down and understand that it's alcohol and speed are the two biggest reasons for fatalities. So we just want everybody to just remember that, you know, York County is a busier county than it's ever been. Just slow down a little bit and have some consideration for those riding with you. So, you know, it used to... There used to only be one spot for traffic, and it was up at Celanese and 77. That's it, in the mornings. But, you know, it's York County's busy. You know, everybody just has to understand that. Just show some regard for your fellow drivers and things like that.
And that also goes when you're out on the lake this weekend, too. This will be a big lake weekend boat as well. So.
It will be.
Well, when you talk about vehicles, we often hear the message from law enforcement dealing with car break-ins. Mm-hmm. Walk us through what the B&E campaign is about.
Well, we looked at it, and it's still one of our number one priority crimes. And, you know, traditionally, in a large part, our teenagers, juveniles coming from Charlotte and just come down. And what they typically do is they'll either go to an apartment complex or a neighborhood and just walk either both sides of the street or the parking lot pulling on door handles. Mm-hmm. And I'm still astonished at the people that leave their cars unlocked in their driveway with purses and guns and key fobs in the car. And they'll traditionally steal a car in Charlotte, come down, and sometimes they'll get two or three cars a night if they come down, where a couple will leave both cars in the driveway unlocked. One spouse has the key fob to the other car in their glove box. They get in and leave in that car. Guns, purses, things like that. And, you know, you remember back in gas drive-offs was a preventable crime. And then they said prepay. And all of a sudden we stopped having gas drive-offs. You know, if you don't leave valuables in your car and lock your doors, they'll stop coming down here. You know, and that's what, or just stop it in general. But so we started we had a really good high production video done of what it looks like, how it is, how to prevent it. And then we've took signs, movable signs, and put a QR code on it that talks about, and it's got talking about the B&A autos, but if you're sitting at a light, you can pull up, hit the QR code, and it shows you that video and takes you to all of them. So, and we did that because we can move them all around the county to just have that constant reminder to people to just lock your doors and bring your valuables in. And so we're just trying to, you know, just that's one of our number one things. So we're just trying to get use tools like that to get reminders to people.
Educate the community and then do special operations to combat it also.
Yeah, and there's been some times that we have done some good operations and actually interrupted a group of them in the process of it and made some arrests. So our detective division is doing phenomenal with it and patrol combined to do those operations to where they'll set up in areas to where they've been hit and try and locate them. And we've been pretty productive with it.
Well, we know a lot of folks spend plenty of time on social media, and we call them social media investigators. If someone puts a cryptic post out there on Facebook, investigators will, they take it on as if they are a real law enforcement officer. So if you want to use those investigative skills, reach out to the York County Sheriff's Office.
Right.
Because Chief Deputy Fred Moore, you all are hiring and recruiting. And there are folks, we call them Facebook investigators. They can see one thing on someone's post, and by the end of the day, they've found out everything that we all want to know. So
there's some other people on Facebook I call other things.
Oh, okay.
Too,
but.
Same.
But you can use them those skills to help solve real crimes.
We've had a good uptick in our recruiting efforts, a lot more qualified people coming to us. We had a great testing day last month with all 10 applicants that came, went through the initial phase and passed, and it's going real well. Should be a very diverse group that we're putting through the SWORD class building next, building that group together.
In addition to recruiting new employees for the York County Sheriff's Office, you're also focusing on promotion. And kind of walk us through what that looks like. It's a new promotional scale or?
Yeah, well, when Chief Gregory came to Rock Hill, he had a really good promotional process. And it started with a written scenario-based thing to test your knowledge, is what you would do as a leadership supervisor on a patrol shift. Mm-hmm. And it would be a pretty difficult night. Something would happen, and you would have to walk through what you would do. So it's a good barometer of what your thought process is. And then we have a professional interview where five lieutenants, captains, or other people come participate in a professional interview with each applicant. And then we've also incorporated a civilian panel, which three to five civilians ask questions that they could face in a forum or in a lobby or
HOA
meeting, or just some difficult questions in the lobby so that they may take a complaint. So that was a process that we just started that, and we had 22 people put in for sergeant, and we're going to start the lieutenant process. And one of the things that our professional interviewers said that we're the first sheriff's office they've seen do that. It's typically just couple people pick this person and pick that person. So, you know, we're just trying to make it to where everybody feels that everybody has the same opportunity, and that it's not just the same, you know, kind of, you know, where this person picks that person. So we just wanted to make it to where everybody felt they had an opportunity in leadership. And one of the things that we've done is, and we actually did a like a little training block when we first started, where we were going from supervision to leadership. Because I think law enforcement is not a supervision based, it's leadership. Mm-hmm. You know, and we told everybody, if you want to work in supervision, go to Ross or Target, not in law enforcement.
So, I like it.
You know, we just, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do is look for that leadership and somebody that stands out in a way that they might not. Mm-hmm. So, but that's been a pretty good process.
Well, those are just some of the updates coming from the York County Sheriff's Office. Again, they're always recruiting. If you want to work with the York County Sheriff's Office, work with Sheriff Tony Breeden and Chief Deputy Fred Moore, among others, you can always reach out to them on social media. They're always at all kind of job fairs, so there's some opportunities there. And for growth, as the sheriff just explained, just you get your foot in the door, you work your way up. Sounds like everyone's got a fair opportunity to rise up in the ranks as much as everyone else will, for sure. Chief Deputy Fred Moore, Sheriff Tony Breeden, great catching up with both of you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.